With the Rio Olympics underway, you may be trying to get a sneak peek at the TV every moment you get, but of course you don't have to be in front of a TV screen to follow this great sporting event. Joining me to talk Twitter and the Olympics is Jonathan Harley from Twitter Australia. Thanks for phoning into Tech Daily, Jonathan.
G'day, Andy. Pleasure to join you.
Now, Jonathan, how will coverage of the Olympics be different on social media compared to 4 years ago for the London Olympics?
It's going to be different in a whole stack of ways, especially on Twitter. In the last 4 years, we've seen the rise and rise and rise of video in a massive way. And I think that's what's going to be the big game changer, because really you're going to be able to see and feel and almost smell every step and leap and play on Twitter, thanks to video. And of course, as always, Twitter is the best place in the world to get things live.
I guess Twitter really has come a long way since its 140 characters for limitation. Though I imagine there'll be plenty of coverage of the Olympics on Facebook, Instagram, maybe a bit of YouTube. So what ultimately does make Twitter the natural choice for live sports?
Well, I think it is the immediacy and the public nature of it. So there's a couple of pieces to that which I think really puts Twitter leaps and strides ahead of anyone else. So firstly, no other place where you can both get the action in real snackable, immediate bite-sized pieces. For example, at 7 Olympics, the broadcast partner will be tweeting highlights as they happen. But then, in addition to that, complementing that, you get that incredibly powerful, passionate, at times hilarious, at times reflecting the agony and the drama of sport commentary, that amazing colour commentary and 360 perspective, whether it's people there in the stadium, people watching at home with the second screen experience, or anywhere else all over the world, from any country in the world, that's the place where you can get that flavour. And then on top of that, what can you do with Twitter that's totally unique is you're going to be having this personal conversation with competitors, all their relatives, all their supporters. So it really does bring you into this full, sweaty, visceral 360 experience for the entirety of the games.
It's interesting, actually, Jonathan, you mentioned the second screen experience. So you're suggesting that even if you are, you happen to be sitting in front of a TV, watching your favourite sporting event, having Twitter there, on your mobile, on your tablet or whatever, as a second screen is going to be really beneficial?
Oh, totally. I mean, look, more than 80% of Twitter usage is on mobile. And a big chunk of that is people sitting in front of the telly, following things live, but also supplementing that, complementing that with the colour commentary as well. And I think, that's the thing that is so unique and powerful. And we really encourage people to be consuming the games on Twitter in whichever way they can. And of course, whether you're at work through the day, you might not be in front of the telly, but you can still be following it blow by blow, stride by stride.
Okay, so give me a bit of a starter's guide to following the Rio Olympics on Twitter.
Yeah, well, sure. Look, a couple of quick ones. Hashtag Rio2016 obviously gets you right in the ballpark. With the hashtag AUS, Oz, you get a whole bunch of special emojis that we've been rolling out. You can follow the Olympic team at Oz Olympic team, hashtag One Team, and right now as well, hashtag Road to Rio is a great hashtag to follow all the action as the athletes, as the competitors start to descend on that extraordinary city that is Rio de Janeiro that will be hosting the Games.
Can I just be a spectator on Twitter, or do I need to get in there and immerse myself in a two-way conversation?
No, of course you can be a spectator. You can sit back, relax, and consume as much as you want. That's the beauty of the platform. If you've got something to say, you can absolutely say it loud and have that engagement, whether it's with other fans or whether it's with competitors, or you can sit back and really take advantage of that live experience. And one really great way to do that, Andy, is through the Moments tab. The Moments tab, that little lightning bolt at the bottom of your mobile, if you're on mobile or on your desktop, is the greatest place to be surfacing the very best of Twitter these games. You can be following the team, you can be following the Aussie team, you can be following particular teams like the swimming team. Moments is going to be a great place to really get the best of Twitter and the best of the games condensed into bite-sized capsules.
I'm thinking you've just answered my next question, but I was going to ask how users can avoid getting up caught in, let's say, off-topic banter around the Olympics if they just want really the best stuff and the official updates. I'm thinking the Moments feature is going to do that for us.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Moments is great. And of course, as I said earlier, you know, the official handle at Oz Olympic Team, AUS Olympic Team, that'll give you the main game. But let's be frank. The banter, the off-topic banter, is often some of the best material going. So I wouldn't shy away from that.
Brilliant. All right. Thanks very much, Jonathan. Appreciate you coming on Tech Daily to share the latest from Twitter with us.
Thanks, Andy. All the best.